Well, a few weeks ago when we were reading the Lord's Supper scripture, I was reading Luke 23, verse 12, and I'll go ahead and read this, but I'll first read verse 6 and 7 and then verse 12 to get the context of what this was. So Luke 23, verse 6. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if Jesus were a Galilean. And as soon as Pilate heard that Jesus belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, then Pilate sent Jesus to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. And then verse 12. That very day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for previously they had been with enmity with each other. Okay. After we read that, Glenn and Kay appropriately asked the question, what is this about? Why did they become friends, and why were they previously enemies with each other? Okay, that was a very good question that people have pondered for centuries. Okay. The direct correct answer is, we do not know because we are not told. Okay, that's because Luke doesn't say any more than that. And none of the other gospel writers say a word about this. He's the only one that has talked about they were enemies with each other, but now they became friends. He's the only one that's mentioned it, and he didn't say why. Okay, so we don't have a direct answer, but through the centuries, people think that Luke told us why previous to this. And it's 10 chapters earlier, Luke 13. And Luke is the only one that tells us about this account here, but this is what is thought of why they became enemies. Okay. Luke chapter 13. I'll read verses 1 through 3. There were present at that season some who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this horrible death? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will also likewise perish." Okay, so this is the only historical account of this, is what we get from Luke. There's nothing extra biblical written about any of this, but this is what happened here. Galileans who were citizens of the jurisdiction of Herod Antipas were up here in Galilee. And they came down to Jerusalem to do their sacrifices. And we don't know why, but whatever the reason was, Pilate sent these Roman army into the temple, which was a big time no-no. In fact, if the Hebrews had enough power and weren't being occupied, they would have assassinated these Romans, but you couldn't do anything against the Roman Empire. So they had to just take it. But Pilate, for whatever reason, sent these soldiers into the temple where the priests were doing the sacrifices for these Galileans, and they killed the Galileans. And then their blood got mingled with the sheep's blood when they were doing the sacrifices. And this was an abomination to these Israelites. Well, now, where this is the popular thinking was from the residents of Jerusalem, and I guess of the Israelites as a whole, well, at least from the southern kingdom, they said, well, they were killed justly because they were from Galilee. And Galilee is more unrighteous. They're not holding to the law, and we would call them today, they're more liberal, and not holding to the law of Moses as they should, and so God had them assassinated. Well, what does Jesus say when he asked the questions? Were they worse sinners? The common thinking of the day was, yes, they were worse sinners, and so that their death was justified. But Jesus says, I tell you, no. But unless you also repent, then you're going to perish like they did. So they were not worse sinners. For whatever reason, Pilate did this. And then he gives another example about they were people building a building, and that building fell. And so the Israelite common thinking was, well, that was justified. They must have been secret sinners of some sort. And Jesus said, no, they weren't. You know, accidents happen. Okay, that's the background. Now, as far as this enmity between the two, here Herod is executing citizens of... I'm sorry, Pilate is executing citizens of Herod's territory. And so... that obviously he did not get permission or anything. And that would be like think of it this way. Like the governor of Texas ordering an assassination of Oklahoma residents. Well, guess what? The Oklahoma governor would not like that. Say, hey, you came into my jurisdiction. Or you killed my citizens as they went into your territory. That's the essentially what happened here. And Herod Antipas did not like the trampling on and felt like that Pilate had overstepped his bounds and should not have assassinated his citizens. Okay, so that is the common thinking of why there was bad blood between these two. Well, you fast forward now to Jesus' death, and... back to Luke 23, and what is it that Pilate does? He finds out that Jesus is a Galilean. He said, okay, and Herod is here in town in Jerusalem? Well, he's not anything in my jurisdiction. Take him to Herod. I have nothing to do with this. Well, now Herod is saying, well, looky here. He has respect for me. Now things have been put back in order. And he's rightfully letting me decide the fates of citizens in my jurisdiction instead of him usurping, and he decides if he's going to execute or not my citizens. And he included me, whereas the last time, obviously, Pilate did all that on his own and did not include him with any of the assassination. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go back over that part after that. Herod Antipas had bad blood with Pilate. Then you said, which one found out that Jesus was... which one decided to...
Pilate decided to defer to King Herod. Okay. Because he's not in my jurisdiction. He's not a Judean. He's a Galilean. And so, hey, that is Herod Antipas' territory. So let's... let him go to Herod. And what was that, Glenn?
Also, Herod, whenever Pilate killed all of those Galileans, that erased taxes. So it's not just respect, but it's also you cut my money.
Cut income sources off.
And any government is concentrating on money coming in. So Herod.
That's right.
Taxpayers, heads of households, and each person that was there in the temple would have been the head of the household.
That's right. Yes, they would have been the, and so they would have been the primary income earners. And so it wasn't only a respect trampled upon, it was also you cut my income, you decreased my income source.
So,
follow the money. So it was a double whammy there. But, and then, now, as far as logistically how it really went down, was it that Pilate really respected King Herod to defer? No, no. He knew that Jesus was innocent. He did not want to convict an innocent man. Pilate's own wife had come to him and said, "Have nothing to do with this just man, because I have had a terrible dream all night long." And I've not read from the commentators about this or what their thoughts are, but what without any doing any study or research or anything, I feel like that was obviously the providence of God, and God sent this dream to her, and she was giving a warning to Pilate: "You back off of this. This man is special. There's something special, even though these were heathen people." Herod and Pilate and his wife, but she knew this is not. There's something not quite right going on. There's something special about this, and don't just run roughshod over this man like you do everyone else. And so he wanted to back off, and he was looking for anything he could come up with. So he was thrilled to find out that he was a Galilean, and everything lined up perfectly. Herod was here in town for the Passover. And so, hey, you go to him. I have nothing to do with this matter. Well, then, and instead of taking the bull by the horns himself, Herod, he punted, and he sent him right back to Pilate. He couldn't find anything wrong either and just sent him right back. And so here he came again, and then Pilate had to deal with it. And unfortunately, he allowed himself to be pressured into the wrong decision. Wrong decision for the time, but ultimately for all of mankind, it was the only decision that could have been made. Any, do you get got that now, you think?
I think another reason why Herod said he had it was because he was frustrated because Jesus didn't perform for him.
Yes.
And he just like, well, get him out of here, you know.
Yes. He wanted some kind of a magic trick. Do a magic performance for us. That's what we would do today. A magician shows up. Hey, do us a magic trick. He wanted to see some miraculous will. Jesus, you know, miracles. What was the purpose of miracles? To confirm the word, which means to confirm that the teaching that was going to be taught soon right after this miraculous event was from God. So to confirm the word was from God. Well, that's not anything that was going on here. So there was no miracle done if there was not going to be a godly teaching behind it.
Right.
He didn't waste his time. He didn't say one word to him, which also aggravated Herod. How dare you not say anything to me? Don't you know who I am? Well, Pilate actually even said that. And he said, well, you wouldn't have any power at all if my Father in heaven hadn't given it to you.
Exactly.
Any questions or comments on that?